Okay, so this morning we have with us two very special guests on the show who have just been doing a bit of cooking for us as well. I say cooking, actually assembling of food.
Yes.
In the last few minutes. It's Jamie Oliver, Jimmy Doherty.
Hello. Nice.
Hello. Welcome. They haven't gone. They've been here for the last 20 minutes
or so. We're loving it.
And you've been actually doing us a rather nice bit of food, which we've been tucking into here. Just explain what this is all about again, because this is this cheese we've been talking about earlier.
We're trying to save a really important artisan cheese from just 12 miles down the road. And this is a cheese that has been around for 400 or 500 years. It's been extinct, but it's been brought back by a lovely family.
Lovely, lovely.
This is
Alan
a soft
and Jane.
Cheese. Mm. And we're trying to make all the restaurants and delis in town know about it because they're kind of, they've got nearly there, but they're kind of at a point where they're not making enough to survive.
Right. Okay.
So it's Beaver Ridge Farm.
Yep.
And it's down the road in Colwick.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you've just made us a delicious salad. Which
this is so unlike what we ordinarily have at breakfast time.
The director as we speak.
Is the tastiest salad I've ever tasted. But this cheese is very versatile, isn't it? You can have it in loads of different dishes. Jamie, what would you do with it?
Yeah, this cheese, you know, it lasts for about 10 days, okay? Mm-hmm. It goes from being beautiful and curdy and slightly yogurty and mild. So you can have it for breakfast, have it, sweeten it with vanilla, sugar, have it in desserts, have it with fruit, have it in little tarts, you know, have it with waffles, have it with pancakes. You know, you could put it into a cheesecake. After sort of 3-4 days, it starts getting more like this.
Yeah.
So it's mild. So you can just kind of like get a back of a teaspoon and put it on crustinis, you know, on pizzas, in pastas. Yeah. So what we're doing in town is we're doing an event at James Italian, 4:30 today, where we're getting all the restaurants, all the decent restaurants in town are coming along to try this cheese and see if they want to buy it.
Yep.
And I guess the story is it's not just about this family and this farm and this city. It's actually about kind of producers around the whole country. This is happening all the time. And in Food Fight Club, second season, this is what me and Jimmy are sort of concentrating on, finding those little gems that need a little shout out.
The couple we're talking about, Alan and Jane, are the sweetest people you'll ever meet. You'll get to meet them today. I'm with Alan. I'm at the Old Market Square at the farmer's market. Yep. Pop along. It's your chance to buy some of this cheese.
Yeah, if you're listening to it today, come and see Jim.
Yeah. And the cows are going to be there as well, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is the good thing.
And
yeah.
I love what you said, how they name their cows. That's a real personal family touch. That's lovely.
Name all their cows and recognise them. And he says, oh, that's Princess and that's Margaret. And I said, what, are these named after old girlfriends? He went, no. But also, they're the only people milking these cows and turning it into this type of cheese in the world.
Which is absolutely incredible.
Nottingham, you have just got a miracle on your doorstep.
It's not just Robin Hood.
No.
I bet
Robin Hood would have been
cheese.
Eating this. Yeah, absolutely. This is absolutely gorgeous, I've got to say. And also, good luck today with everything that's going to be going on.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in this morning. It's been great. This is the best breakfast we've ever had.
It's so delicious. And don't forget, if you want to try it yourself, which I highly recommend, get yourself down to Market Square today and Lower Parliament Street just outside Jamie's Italian, because it is worth it.
Lovely.
Thank you for having us.
Jamie and Jimmy, thanks for coming in.
We're going to run off.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.